Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn led the immediate reaction to the new bill. He touted reports saying Texas would lose 300,000 jobs because of it, and energy bills for average Texans would go up by one half.
I certainly will, if the bill moves forward, try to improve the bill. But frankly, I think it's based on a flawed premise, and that is that we have to somehow make it our national priority to raise electricity and other energy costs in pursuit of our environmental goals.
Back at the Texas Capitol, the House State Affairs Committee spent some time reviewing the negative and even some positive effects on whatever federal legislation is passed. Different business associations presented lawmakers with their own tales of doom, including job losses. Tom Smitty-Smith is with Public Citizen Texas, a political watchdog group. He supports some kind of bill that lowers carbon output, but doesn't shy away from looming job losses.
And we're going to lose jobs in oil and gas, and we're going to lose jobs in the coal mining industry. And that's not going to, nothing we're going to do is going to change that here in this room or in that Capitol. Those jobs are going to go away. The question is, what policies can we put into place that will enable us to have a healthy economy and a healthy planet?
One other consideration with the federal bill, if electricity and other energy costs do in fact jump, what should the state do to help people pay those higher bills? State Affairs Chairman, Carrollton Republican Bert Solomons.
If the likelihood and what you hear is everybody would have to pay more for what is going on in Washington, well then we have vulnerable folks, and we have not so quite vulnerable, but they're on the margin of trying to afford electricity in this state.
Passage of a federal energy bill is considered iffy at best, but the message being delivered to Texas lawmakers is it will eventually happen, and it would be in the state's best interest to be ready to weather the storm and be in a position to take advantage of the changes. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.